What is general spacious awareness? It is just a general spacious awareness, just aware without a center. The moment thought comes in, it means you have already focused and recall to memory, and that's not sati anymore. So when you want to understand what sati is, you need to be very calm and silent, means hardly any thought, very quiet. If your mind is not silent, the true nature cannot shine forth or cannot manifest at all. The true mind cannot come out because your mind can only do one thing at a time. Either it is aware within or it is lost in thought, heedlessly lost in thought, which are most human beings' behavior. The human being, because of their heedlessness and their delusion, they are constantly lost in thought and seldom or hardly aware. That's why you think a lot on, you don't believe, you go and find out yourself. That is the reason why the Buddha say the heedless are as if dead, means spiritually dead. When you cannot maintain awareness, you are not with your nature, you cannot understand things. Spiritual teaching cannot go in. You may have a lot of knowledge, Dhamma knowledge, but not the real understanding of the teaching. Then the next one is awareness and clear comprehension. Then Chui asks, is it okay for me to think of the four foundations of mindfulness as the four foundations of awareness? Is it appropriate? So these are very easy. I say, yes, you can. It's not harmful, but later part in the sutta, they add in the word sampajana, which is clear comprehension, and call it sati sampajana. So you're not only mindful, you must also have clear comprehension of what you are mindful of. That's why the three categories of cultivation under Kaya Nupassana is awareness, third category of cultivation under Kaya Nupassana is awareness and clear comprehension of what is going on internally and externally. Of what is going on? Sati sampajana. Yeah. Because I jump too fast, I go to internally and externally. There is clarity. Then there is also the sentence, aware internally and externally. Yeah. All this, you will slowly understand when you cultivate. Before you cultivate, when you have not realized the enlightenment as yet, it's very difficult for you to use your mundane mind or rational thinking to understand or to try to understand. When you use thought, it is very difficult. That's why Miss Lee printed out this J. Krishnamurti quote on what is awareness, which I just sent out for sharing today. Maybe it is meant to be. So this one will help you. Because J. Krishnamurti's definition is very good. Awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is. You can get the meaning of it. Huh? Silent first. No chattering, no thought, nothing. Then, after that, choiceless observation means you observe without choice, no, without command, no, without judgment, no. Means that nature cannot know anything or no. If you start to command and judge and verbalize or do things, then you are not with that nature already, understand? That's why he says awareness is a silent and choiceless, means that nature awareness observe, not a being inside that observe, understand? Of what is. What is, like we already gone through, is the reality. The Buddha called it tatata, suchness. Understand? See things as they are. Jnana Dasana, direct knowledge and vision of the reality. All these are suchness. Because, like he said, condition like that, things will be like that. Cannot be otherwise. So, Jaya Krishnamurti used different word, but the meaning is the same. This is the full quote now. This full quote is very heavy style. Huh?
Awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is.
So this first part I already explained. Yeah? Then second part.
In this awareness, the problem unrolls itself.
Yeah. This is the part, so far I haven't found anybody try to explain what happened inside. Yeah. And I like the way he explained, because that is what actually will happen now. Then you can understand very deeply and very profoundly. So, in this awareness, the problem unrolls itself. Means what? The answer that you want to know, the truth that you want to know, it will unroll itself. Then after that, and thus, I think now my Irene, Amy, it is fully and completely understood. No. That's why I say, don't go and look for thing. Don't go and look for truth. Understand? Let the phenomena arise and tell you the story. Understand? This is what he means. Understand? So, in this awareness, the story or the problem unrolls itself. And thus, it is fully and completely understood. Because that one, no word one. Understand? But when you see, then you perceive your word and your views, opinion, condition, then that is according to you. Understand? What you see based on your views, opinion, then you perceive it. That's why you stir your mind. You react. Because you have your tendency, your like and the. But if this one, no word one, see things as they are, and no comment, no verbalization, nothing, let it unfold and show it to you. Then you understand that thing inside out, understand? Completely. That thing, no word one. But anybody describe it, you will know one. That fellow seen it already. Otherwise, he cannot describe it one. That's why the Buddha say, this Dhamma is Pachetang, Veditatbo, Vinohi. Can only be realized by the wise, each for themselves. Unless you are there, you cannot understand. So this part very important. Then after that, a problem is never solved on its own level. That one is very important. Being complex, because people can interpret that thing in so many ways, you know, understand? So that so-called thing is never solved on its own level, being complex. It must be understood in its total process. Means what? When you zoom in to perceive something, that whole awareness, your whole nature awareness, shrink into a small place. Then you input the content, which is rubbish from your brain. Understand? Then you try to analyze, try to understand that thing. It's like kata di bawah tempurung. But this is just here, like that, limited, the content of consciousness. And you are talking to yourself with the sankhara inside there. And reacting emotional. Like I said, it's only a thought. Why are you so gong? So deluded, stupid. Can't you see it's just a thought? How come you have power over you? That's why he said, thought is limited. The truth is the totality of it. You must have the awareness to witness the whole thing. When you witness the whole thing, it's like the Dhamma. Everything linked. You see everything, understand or not? Then you can connect them. Understand? You see how they unfold, how they may. That's why how you come to know who are you? What are you? The awareness, observe, understand or not? Then you know how you function here. You saw how the sankhara retrieve from the memory. How it stir you, make you angry, make you emotional. This is the silent mind without any judgment, joyless awareness, just aware. and let the thing unfold itself, understand or not? That's why he is very wise. Before I read this, I also cannot describe to you like that, no, you know that. But because he gone through, after he expressed here, I immediately understand. No. It's like the Buddha Dhamma, his teaching. He has not come. You ask me to go and find out myself, the Four Noble Truths. I know what that thing is. But I cannot summarize to you all this understanding into Four Noble Truths. You understand? No? The whole of life, no, Monday and so on, all there, no, Four Noble Truths. That's why in 1973 or 74, when I got that Four Noble Truths within that What Buddhists Believe book, I said, this is it. Nobody 2,000 years ago can summarize all his understanding after his enlightenment into just Four Noble Truths. Because I can understand the Four Noble Truths, but without his teaching, I cannot summarize. That one you need a Sammasambuddha. So, similarly, J. Krishnamurti is very good. So when I read this, I said, wow, got such being on. He understands so deep, no? And the reason why I want to use the word of J. Krishnamurti and the Buddha is because at least when I can explain to you, different people use different words, they mean the same thing. Meaning they see the thing exactly the same. What the Buddha realized, what Krishnamurti realized, but of course Krishnamurti may not do all the perfection, but he went in very deep, understand? So he can understand. So what he is teaching you is not ordinary Buddhist teaching, but about that nature, how that thing unfolds, and how, like he say, the thing is fully and completely understood. Understand? It's not superficial. So I read on, then you understand. A problem is never solved at its own level, being complex. That's why not the limited one. It must be understood in its total process. To try to solve a problem on only one level, physical or psychological, lead to further conflict and confusion. Because you analyze, you use the thought. For the resolution of a problem, there must be this one. What is that word? You must have this sati, you know, the totality of awareness. No? This passive means what? Don't do anything, understand? No? And yet, alert, understand? No? Attentive, alert, not sleepy. Which reveals its total process. That's why he is very good. And when you understand this, you understand the true awareness. But what I explain to you actually is easier to understand. It is a nature, understand? No word, nothing, understand? But after you detected this and know what this thing is, then you read this one, then you know how to actually use it to resolve your problem and understand everything. So here, he very good, no? He came out with a lot of very well. Good word. So what is silent? Can you all understand this daily code? What is silent? Not just don't talk. Silent here means no chattering, completely no mental chattering and verbalization. No mental chattering or verbalization means no talk. Understand now? Yeah? Means no talk. Who verbalize? The thought will lie. Who chatter? Who want to know? Who meditate? Who do? All the thought. That's why silent means not only the one with the finger on your mouth, don't talk, but complete silent. No? He said completely without mental chattering and verbalization. No? Means you not only don't have chattering and verbalization, you don't have thought at all. That's what awareness is. But sometimes when you are silent, it doesn't mean that you are aware, because you can be doing a disciplined attention. This part is very difficult to understand. You silence your mind like no thought, but you have a thought inside there that discipline you via saying, I must be mindful. Understand not? Who is saying that? The thought. So you follow the thought deludedly, I must be mindful. The Buddha said, ever mindful. So that thing is discipline, what they call, he used this word, is very good. Discipline attention. It's not attention, no. It's something behind to discipline you, no. I must be mindful. Then you are no longer mindful or aware. Because that thought come in already. That's why, don't try to be mindful, understand not? Because the trying is by the thought, but just instead maintain silent. Maintain silent easier to understand. Maintain awareness, you don't know what is awareness. And I heard a lot of people who join Satipatthana, Four Foundation of Mindfulness workshop, you know, the question came out, you know, aware of what? So how you answer? But the teacher also gullibly answer, you know, aware of what? The moment you aware of what means you perceive, isn't it? Correct or not? Awareness is before the knowing, before the perception. What is there to be aware? Aware means silently observe. No word, nothing. Understand not? That whole movement, you cannot describe it. Understand? The moment you describe, it becomes a word, it becomes a thought again. So that silent, passive, alert observation. And that is where a lot of people cannot understand. Then what is awareness? The moment you are silent, you are already aware. This one is the easiest to understand. So why do you want to be aware and try to be aware? During one of the recorded, I mentioned, Satipatthana Sutta Workshop, Four Foundation of Mind, I heard this funny question that they asked. Who is aware? And aware of what? If you inquire this way, then you get caught, because your thought awareness is a knowing. That's why you ask, who is aware? And aware of what? Appear very logical, isn't it? But because most people's psychiatry and self-delusion is so strong, so how can they be aware? The thought always want to be aware via verbalization. That's why it is a focused attention, understand not? But the moment you perceive, is focused attention, understand not? Focused attention means the thought want to be aware. The thought is still active behind the awareness. So how can you be aware? Do you understand? The thought is trying to be silent, to be aware of what it wants to be aware. So the moment you want to be aware of that thing, you are no longer aware, where your perception has arisen. So that perception is your focused attention, understand? When you create the thought, when you focus on something, you still pay attention, isn't it? But the attention is not sati, do you know that? It's a focused attention, understand? Specific phenomenal awareness, not focusing one. The awareness flow with it, understand? The awareness is with the whole phenomena. That one is not a focused attention. Focused attention means you perceive already, understand not? Can you understand? That's why not easy to understand Krishnamurti. Then afterwards, choiceless. Not making any choice or decision. Awareness is just silent. The choiceless means you don't try to make a choice. There is no decision of what you are aware of. Like the Buddha said, in the seeing, it's only the seeing consciousness. It's the awareness aware of that, like the light bulb. And there is no one to see as yet. It's just the consciousness, just like the physics experiment. Upon contact, the light bulb lights up. So all these analogies are very useful, very important. Yeah. So here, choiceless means the thought has come in. And who make choice? The thought, definitely, isn't it? Because of discrimination, your views, opinion, conditioning. That's why Krishnamurti have a famous quote. Wherever there is choice, there is confusion. Understand? So who make choice? The thought make choice. Because he don't understand. Thing is the way it is. Condition that things will be like that. Why must you choose? That's why you act based on the condition. When no condition, forget about it. Understand? You make choice, you get into trouble. Just now after the class, Sui talked to me. Very good. He said he came in late because I accidentally came in earlier. So, meant to be, understand? If I make choice, rigid. Supposed to be 4 o'clock. How can I 3 something? I also didn't know. Then after I come in, she late. But everything is meant to be. It turned out that session was so fantastic. Understand? We discussed until that book also come out. Difference between the mind and the heart. So how can all this happen? That's why I say, nature has its way. Don't make choice. Don't be rigid. Even though we got a schedule. When Teng Xiong Sufu tell me, Tang Jia still chanting, we need the dinner 6 o'clock. Okay, accord and flow. We are using their facility. If I very rigid, I will argue with Teng Xiong Sufu. Sufu, we fix it. Program to yin. How? Zoom on or notify. You sure die on. Then like this afternoon, with Gong Chai, the Amokia. You want to be right, you see Liao, I tell you. Well, he is like that. That's why echo and flow. He is the way he is, so no problem. So don't try to be right. Every time you try to be right, that problem will surface. So now you understand. Sadhu. Okay. I think the rest you all read. Because listen attentively. I just read the title. Sakaya Ditti, self-delusion and the three evil is the Buddha's teaching. But I want to explain the ego and personality inside there so that it mesh with Krishnamurti teaching. Krishnamurti always use this word. You don't believe, you can check with Bing Fee. He said that me, you remember? That me, that ego. Every time he said, when that me exists, you are no longer what you are. Because that is the egoic mind, understand? And everything arrives because of that me. So the Buddha said, Sakaya Ditti, self-delusion. So what is the me? The I. The entity. The personality. So all this is what they teach. They use different words, but it's the same. Point towards the same truth. Then be constantly aware and heedful. This is what the Buddha say. But Krishnamurti just say, aware. And it's not easy to be aware, he say. It needs a lot of understanding and energy to be aware. Means that nature's energy without the thought interfering. So this awareness, to maintain it, is not easy. Because technically, nobody maintain awareness. But the awareness is already there, understand? Who maintain? Because the thought cannot do it. So it come out with the word maintain. That's why I also teach you maintain awareness. But the thought find it very difficult to maintain awareness. That's why without clear understanding, very difficult to realize. So maintaining awareness is actually to realize that thing. But relax is very good, no thought. When you say maintaining awareness, you always have an idea like, who maintain? How can I maintain? All these questions now. So the me is there, and the atta is there. So maintain awareness, I have to define what awareness is. What sati is. Sati is just an awareness before the knowing. Before the knowing means before the thought arrives, before the aggregate of mind arrives. Like that easier to understand. It's not a thought, understand or not? Then you won't be foolish to ask aware of what? Who is aware? If there is a person to be aware, then how can there be awareness, understand or not? Because awareness is not a being. It got nothing. It's just that nature. That nature. The other way to understand it is the silence of nature. Normally we got hearing consciousness, right? We need sense data to hear something, right? Sound, music, vibration or what is it. But the silence of nature, suddenly it becomes very quiet. There is no data on it. All sense data like not there. Right? Then there is no hearing consciousness. Right? But what is the thing that is inside you that can be aware of silence? That is your true nature, your awareness nature, understand or not? That one no need sense data one. You understand? Can follow or not? Because everything needs sense data, like the Buddha said. Because everything within the condition is dependent originally. But that nature, no need sense data, that silence, it can be aware of. And that is your essence of mind. Your true mind, your awareness nature inside. That's why that one very powerful. Now you understand. Rejoice, louder.